Jurors begin deliberations today in the trial of admitted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. In closing arguments yesterday, jurors were left with vivid and disturbing images of the carnage the prosecution says were inflicted by Jahar and his older brother Tamerlan. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
In an escalated tone, the prosecution portrayed the bombings as an attack on our homeland. "He chose a day when the eyes of the world would be on Boston," prosecutor Alok Chakrabarty told the jurors. "He chose a day when there would be civilians on the sidewalk. He wanted to terrorize America." Saying that pictures speak louder than words, Chakrabarty then played the highlight reel of the horror that had so dismayed the jurors during testimony. Onto their monitors came the shocking video and photos of severed limbs and lakes of blood, screaming victims as Chakrabarty invoked, quote, "shredded bodies, complete mutilation." Victim Crystal Campbell screaming in pain before she died on the sidewalk, mocking Tsarnaev at times, coming within feet of the defendant and pointing to his face. Chakrabarty described him as a coward. Showing a photo of the Richard family of Dorchester at a low metal railing near the finish line, where 8-year-old Martin would be dead a minute later, the prosecutor pointed out Tsarnaev behind them. "This is the defendant hiding behind the tree, looming over the children. These children weren't innocent to him. They were American." Of victim Jeffrey Bauman, Chakrabarty said, "He lost both legs. You can see him here." And the video came up at command, showing Bauman with his legs blown off and the street flooded red at the finish line. Chakrabarty let the video linger so the jurors could dwell on it. If it seemed the prosecutor was trying to make the government's case not just for conviction, but for the death penalty, the defense attorney Judy Clark was also speaking not to this, but to the next phase of the trial, after Tsarnaev's most likely conviction. That phase will determine whether he lives or dies. Clark never asked the jury to acquit her client, conceding that this jury will convict him. "His actions deserve to be condemned, and the time is now," she told the jurors, barred until the second phase from presenting why her client should be saved from the death penalty. Clark focused again on the older brother, Tamerlan. She claimed the evidence showed that Tamerlan led and Jahar followed, as an adolescent drawn into a passion and belief of his older brother. The prosecutor, Chakrabarty, attacked that argument by invoking more images, this of Jahar beneath a flag with Arabic writing, widely associated with Islam, but also used by jihadists. He played religious music, found on Jahar's CD, associated with Islamic worship, but not exclusive to jihadists. And as that music played, the prosecutor called up more gruesome photos of bombing victims on the jury's monitors. "In the next phase, we will learn a lot more," Clark told the jurors. "We ask you to keep your minds open. We know that in reaction to horrific crimes that you have been exposed to, that is not an easy task. Indeed, the jurors can expect to see and hear still more horror as the government makes its case why Tsarnaev deserves the death penalty." For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.